This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Addressing a public meeting in Bhuj, the PM highlighted that these initiatives will contribute significantly to India's emergence as a leading blue economy and a global center for green energy.
आज यहां विकास से जुड़े 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है. एक समय था पूरे गुजरात में 50,000 करोड़ की योजना सुनाई नहीं देती थी. आज एक जिले में 50,000 करोड़ रुपए का काम. साथियों, ये प्रोजेक्ट भारत को दुनिया की एक बहुत बड़ी और ब्लू इकोनॉमी बनाने, ग्रीन एनर्जी का सेंटर बनाने में भी मदद करेगी.
The Prime Minister said it is government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and the electricity bill should be zero. He said PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards the end. The Prime Minister added that Kutch has become the world's largest center of green energy. Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. During his speeches, PM Modi took a sharp dig at Pakistan, stating that while India promotes tourism that connects people, Pakistan treats terrorism as tourism. On Operation Sindoor, the PM said that it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है. ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों, हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है. आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता.
During his visit, the PM held road shows at Vadodara, Bhuj and Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat yesterday on a two-day visit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is committed to strengthen the defence industrial base and enhance the competitiveness of defence public sector undertakings. Mr. Singh yesterday reviewed the performance of 8 DPSUs in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister lauded the role of the entire defence industry, including DPSUs, in developing platforms and technologies that demonstrated the preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces during Operation Sindoor. In view of the prevailing geopolitical scenario and the recent developments, Mr. Singh directed the DPSUs to enhance their production on latest technologies with more focus on research and development in the emerging fields of modern warfare. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections for the 8 Rajya Sabha seats, including 6 seats from Tamil Nadu and 2 seats from Assam. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 2nd of next month and the polling will be held on 19th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the same day. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a dinner at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center to welcome the newly sworn-in Chief Justice of India, Justice Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal and other dignitaries attended the dinner. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings secured a top 2 finish and a qualifier 1 berth with a superbly executed run chase to beat Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur. Chasing a target of 185 runs, Punjab Kings achieved the target with 1.3 overs to spare. Earlier, batting first, Mumbai Indians scored 184 runs for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Lucknow will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. A 60-member Indian contingent is set to participate at the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, which starts from today and will conclude on Saturday. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra is skipping the continental event following his participation in the Doha Diamond League and the Janusz Kusonski Memorial in Poland over the last 2 weeks. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will visit Washington, D.C. from 27th to 29th of this month to meet with senior officials of the U.S. administration. The visit is a follow-up to Prime Minister's visit to the United States in February this year, when both sides had launched the India-U.S. Compact, catalyzing opportunities for military partnership, accelerated commerce and technology initiative. And that is the end of this news bulletin.